You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking stretch your holiday dollars with Raise.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so we're like T-minus 2 days to Thanksgiving here, T-minus 3 days to Black Friday, and you have to have lived in a bubble to know that the holidays are sneaking up, I think, faster than we think. I mean, I can hardly believe it is already Thanksgiving. It feels like it was just like July, like last week. I don't know about you, but it just is like, I feel like I'm like an old person saying like, you know, the time is going by so fast, but it really is. It's just crazy. Anyway, if you're the average consumer, right, I know that you're looking for ways to make your dollar go farther. I know that I've received a lot of different emails from people listening to the podcast. Please keep them coming in. I love hearing your emails. I love hearing your tips and your success stories. But, you know, a lot of people are feeling stressed out this holiday season. I know that there's so many people listening that are on, you know, variable incomes and, you know, having to deal with kind of the flux of income and not having a ton of money right around the holidays. And then I know a lot of you have either gotten laid off from your company or are doing job changes, and it's just kind of a stressful time, I think, for everyone right now. So I wanted to bring you, you know, this holiday season, a lot of different tips and ideas and apps and tech and tools and thoughts to really inspire you around the holiday season, around your spending, so that, you know, you can really have kind of an action plan when you go into the holidays. But I have to say, probably one of the smartest money moves that I can talk about, which I know to be a fact, because I've seen it in action with a lot of what I would call kind of savviest and wealthiest people that I've either worked with or that I've studied or that, you know, I've just had the privilege of seeing kind of how they have grown their wealth over the years. It's that they're always trying to find a way to enjoy the things that they like to do in life, but for less money than most people pay. And, you know, again, I think this is like a rather simple concept, and everybody's like, yeah, well, of course, I would love to do the things that I love to do in life for less money. But few of us actually take the time to execute that in our life. But I think the key is here. You know, they don't just stop there. They don't just stop at trying to find the things they like to do for less money. They take the less money that they would have spent and actually apply it towards a goal, right? So it's actually getting routed in some direction. It's not just sitting in the bank account, because I think what happens is, I know what happens when you save money, whatever that amount of money may be, right, on something. Maybe you get 50% off, or whatever it is around, particularly this time of year, that money then just goes and sits in your bank account, and then you use the extra money for something else, but it's usually for some other purchase that isn't furthering your financial position. So I think that's how, you know, come like New Year's, a lot of people are really stressed out, like looking at your credit card bills going, wait a minute, I spent how much? You know, that wasn't my intention. And you certainly can't go to like all your friends and family and ask for the gifts back so that you can get the cash back. You just kind of have to, you know, deal with it at that point. So the whole point of it is that, you know, everything adds up, and you'd really be surprised at how fast you can pay off student loans or save for your down payment for your house, even create some distance between those paycheck to paycheck months or those really tough, you know, variable months if you're an entrepreneur, if you just start taking like a few extra minutes and really devise a strategy behind everything that you're spending your cash on, right? I like to say it's the enjoy, save, and then apply, right? So I'm enjoying the thing that I like to do. In this case, it's shopping, right? It's holiday shopping, and all of the mad sales are flying at me left and right. I know I shared with you on the podcast yesterday how I got sucked down like the tunnel pipe of buying something and then getting all of these additional emails. I was just laughing today because I went and opened my email, and there were three more emails. And the hard thing is that the deal kept getting better and better. So I think the moral in that story is, like, the longer I wait to purchase something else, the bigger the deal is getting, right? It's like they didn't get me at like 30% off. They didn't get me at 40 or 50. Now today I'm like up to like 75% off. And I'm like, well, if I wait another day, are they going to give me like 100% off this item? I mean, it's crazy, you know? So I just have to like sit and laugh. All right. So we enjoy our item, right? And then we save, we're saving the difference that we would have paid. And then we're applying it. And this is the like third step where a lot of people don't make the crossover, is then applying it. Like, look, if you've got student loans and they just feel like they're not inching anywhere, you know, if you found an extra $25 or $50 or $100, whatever it is a month that you could route to your student loans without having to earn a single penny more, you would be surprised at how fast you can knock down those student loans. I mean, the same thing goes again, like if you're trying to save for a down payment or for something, or, you know, afford a big purchase, all of the little extra money helps. Or even let's say if we're going to save money in our Roth IRA, or, you know, we want to up our contribution in our 401k, right? So if we can find this money in our bank account, because it's there, it's just waiting for us to figure out ways to save money, then, you know, we're really winning the game. And honestly, I swear to you, it is one of the smartest money moves that I have seen people make. And, you know, again, having a lot of money isn't about spending all of the cash that you have. It's about finding really smart strategies around that money so that you can not only spend it the way that you want to, I mean, within reason, right? Like everything is within reason, but then you can actually stretch it as well. And I think a lot of us go into the holidays and we spend, and we haven't stretched in the right way, right? We've stretched in the wrong way. And then it just, you know, we roll into the new year again with like all this undue stress and anxiety. And that's what we're trying to avoid as best as possible. There's always going to be some of it. And I participate right along with you. I mean, you know, I can remember years where I have totally overspent at the holidays, and then I just was like, all right, well, it is what it is, you know, just move on. And that's the best you can do. I mean, the worst thing you can do is actually just like fixate on what you spent, because then there's just all sorts of negative ramifications that happen there. But I was recently turned on to a company called Raise. They coined themselves as the savviest way for shoppers to save money. And this is one app that seriously is going to have a permanent place on my phone. I've already started using it, and I'm actually like giddy with excitement of how much money I can save. So it's a mobile app that saves shoppers money on purchases when you use discounted gift cards at, you know, all the favorite retailers that you like. There's 3,800 of them on the Raise app. And you can also sell all of those unwanted gift cards that you get from people, you know, that bought you something that have no idea what to buy you. You know, there's always like an office party or a relative that just doesn't know you very well, and they buy you a gift card and you're like, I don't even shop at that store, you know, and then you're forced to like go in and just buy something because they got you the gift card. So now you have a place where you can sell those gift cards to other people who want to buy them and immediately get the cash in exchange for that. But what I love about Raise is that, you know, I was just looking today. I mean, there's, you know, whether I want to go to the movies or I want to go out to eat, or I want to go shopping, you know, there's a retailer that is within my vicinity where I can buy a discounted gift cards. And some of them I got really excited. I don't know about you guys, but we love the holiday movies. Like we're kind of like foaming at the mouth because this is right around the time when the movies get like really good. And I was looking and there are gift cards from all of the movie places that we normally go to. And some of them were at like a 12 to 20% discount. Like that's starting to be real money. And, you know, I think that this is such a cool idea. So more than 2 million users already use Raise, and their service has saved them more than $140 million to date. That's a lot of cash, right? So as George Bousis, the 30-year-old co-founder and CEO of Raise, explains, you can use Raise to shop smarter this holiday season and be left with some of that cash. Basically, like we're all like superheroes, right? We're outsmarting the holiday shopping system one gift card at a time. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you, And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Yeah, you know, it's about shopping smarter. You know, what we found is that our customers were really using gift cards that they were buying on our site to use on everyday purchases. And so we realized that there was something really big here that we had a few years ago. And over time, as we continue evolving as a business, we've actually seen more than $140 million saved to date by individuals like you and I using gift cards to fund everyday purchases anywhere and everywhere we're going.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think gift cards are a really popular thing that people give out at holidays, especially when they don't know the person. You know, they just, I'll get a gift card. And I think the cool thing, too, is it's not just a place where you can buy gift cards. It's also a place you can sell maybe those gift cards you got from people that you're not interested in. How does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what we actually found is that the gift card business is massive. You know, it's the most given gift around the holidays, for birthdays, for milestones like weddings, graduations, and whatnot. And you can imagine that not every time we're going to get it right with what we all want. And so we actually provide that flexibility to list a gift card for sale, very similar to the way you know, a StubHub or an eBay or other marketplace platforms work. You essentially would list the gift card for sale. We would verify the balance of that card. And as soon as it actually sells on the marketplace, those funds are deposited right into your Raise account. The good news is that most of the cards that are listed on Raise, because they're, you know, slightly below face value, there's a big incentive for the buyer to actually purchase that card. And so we're actually seeing that most of these cards are being purchased within 24 hours, which is good news for the seller because they now have newfound money that they didn't have before. So it's a great way to turn those cards into cash.
Yeah. And does the seller set the price, or do you guys set the price depending on the retailer? How does that work?
So the seller picks the price. Ultimately, we actually provide some market data on what those cards are selling for to help, you know, educate the individual. But we actually give that, provide that data, and you actually pick the price. And from there, the card would sell and you would have the money available.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome. So you also talk about, you know, how people can use Raise to plan ahead, to prep for the holiday shopping, you know, without going broke. What are some of those tips that you have of how people can use Raise to, you know, save a ton of money?
Yep, exactly. So again, I think what it comes down to is, you know, not only financial responsibility, but shopping smarter and using the tools that we have around us. The reason why we think gift cards work so well is not only is it a way to pay, it's essentially cash. And so what we recommend is that you really understand what you're looking for. And then from there, pick a brand or a store that you might be interested in that has those products. And if that's not the way that you shop, we actually see that, you know, many individuals have specific stores that they always go to. And so they might be stocking up on cards they know they're going to make a purchase in the future on. Or if there's an item when you're actually at the store, if you have the Raise app, you can purchase a card and it instantly gets delivered to your phone and you can use it right there and then at the point of sale system. So we integrate today with thousands of retail systems offline. And so there's really a ton of flexibility here because the majority of all the cards are electronic today, about 96% of them. So you can imagine how easy it is to actually use one of these cards when you're at the store.
Wow, that's great. So you could be, you know, like shopping at Target and, you know, be spending $50 and be able to purchase a gift card right there and save, you know, I don't know, 10% or 12% or whatever the, you know, the savings is right away, right?
Yep, that's correct. And so, you know, when we understand what you're buying as well, we can give you tips or send you notifications on, you know, for instance, alerts whenever there's a card that's, you know, recently sold at a higher price or is available, or if you're by the store, or sending notifications to remind you to use the card that's in your wallet. So we really see it as the wallet of the future and really the wallet that makes your money worth more everywhere you go. It's not just about convenience. We believe that it's about value. And so, you know, you can imagine that if you're getting 5, 10, or 20% off at all your favorite stores, why you would use Raise before you make any purchase anywhere.
Yeah, because I mean, that's some significant savings, you know, and if you're doing that at almost every store that you shop at, you know, that starts to become some real money in your bank account.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're always fascinated and amazed by the stories that we hear all over the country of, you know, the mother with her children saving money on everyday, you know, necessities, from food to gas to, you know, all those things, to, you know, home improvements, you know, to transportation, to ordering in food, to the movies with the family. I mean, it's amazing to hear all the stories we've heard over the years and how much money we're actually putting back into people's hands, you know, that they rightfully deserve and need to use on the other important things in life.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you also talk about a term that's kind of new to me called deal stacking. What is that about?
Well, you know, it really comes down to just, you know, like we said, shopping smarter and looking and understanding what's actually readily available. So where there might be sales or other discounts. But, you know, the reality is whenever you're using Raise, you're saving on everything and anything that you're buying. So essentially, you know, it's the opportunity to use Raise as a payment platform, as a payment source, as pretty much an alternative to cash or credit to, you know, buy things for less.
Got it. Wow. Awesome. Perfect. Any other great tips you have for people, you know, shopping this holiday season for how they can use Raise to save some more money?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a whole ton of features that we've built into the wallet, and there's only more that are coming that we're so excited about. But, you know, there's a great discovery platform where we're seeing, you know, so many individuals, you know, trying out new brands and new things that they wouldn't have normally gone to because there's, a great discount available at that store, or educating, you know, the customer on stores that are within a certain proximity or within a certain location of where they're located. And so there's a bunch of ways that you can use the Raise app to shop smarter. But, you know, we're really excited about all the new features and all the new things that we're building, you know, throughout the holiday season and after the holidays. And, you know, we really hope that everyone uses the Raise app going forward.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, it seems like, you know, to be able to kind of zero in on somebody's location and help them like figure out ways they can save money is so powerful. Like it really does change the app into something, you know, that helps people like save, you know, large chunks of money and figure that out. So that's awesome. So did you originally come up with the idea for Raise, or how did that start?
So I did. It was kind of this little period, you know, after college. I was working at my family business. We're in the grocery store business, and was really trying to solve a big issue, which was improving the overall experience while eliminating a lot of the friction. And what we have seen is that there were so many things that we had to manage between coupons and discounts and cashback and rewards and loyalty points and offers. And it adds so much friction, not only from the customer experience, but imagine from the retail side, of having to integrate these things and keep track of them and better understanding like the P&L and whatnot and its implications. And so I actually thought that gift cards was not only the most scalable and easiest way to, you know, generate retention and loyalty and acquisition via payments, but, you know, it really resonated with our customers. And so, you know, it was something that I really wanted to start testing in our business and did a little research on, and realized that it was such a huge space that was wildly inefficient, where the only person that was really thinking of how to use gift cards as a loyalty and acquisition play was Starbucks. And, you know, that was in the really infancy phases of that program, where you take a step back and fast forward now 5 years later, and, you know, that represents nearly half of all their transactions. It's their greatest loyalty offering that they actually have. When you walk into a Starbucks today, if you go to pay with cash or credit card, you know, everyone's looking at you awkwardly.
Who, like, is this crazy person? Yeah,
exactly. And so if you think of Raise, it's almost kind of like the Starbucks app all in one for all the retailers. And so we're helping you keep track of those, you know, balances and sending you notifications. So, you know, I thought of the idea in 2011, got it off the ground by early 2013, and You know, it's been just amazing to see the brilliant and incredible people that we've recruited that have helped me build this amazing business.
Yeah, and I would imagine that, you know, you keep scaling, right, with different retailers and keep adding different retailers as, you know, kind of the customer base changes too.
Yep. So there's been about 3,000 retailers, a little more than 3,000 featured to date on Raise, but we're actually now partnered with close to 500 brands. And these are the biggest brands like Dell and Overstock and Hotels.com and many, many others, where now our retail partners themselves are actually selling their currency directly on our marketplace, not only to drive loyalty and retention and really further help drive attention to their brand, but they're really partnering with us in a ton of ways to improve the overall experience that individuals like you or I are having in stores.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. Awesome. So tell listeners where they can find Raise so that they can take advantage of all of these awesome deals.
Yep, absolutely. So you can visit our website at raise.com, or you can download our apps, which are both available on Android and iOS in the app stores, and you know, have a way to take your savings on the go.
All right, I'm ready to save. Who is with me? As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/howrightnow. That's cdcfoundation.org/howrightnow. Teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/howrightnow.